more sophisticated, highly educated, not at all overrated. I think I need a prayer to get in a book, and it looks rather dry. I guess a twinkle in her eye is just a twinkle in her eye. Although she's crazy stepping, I'll try and stop the stride, cause I won't have no more of this passing me by.
Time for me to voice my opinion, can't be pretending she didn't have me. Sprung like a chicken, chasing my tail like a doggy. She was kind of like a star, thinking I was like a fan. Damn, she looked good. Downside, she had a man, he was a Rudy too. A nick and poo. She told me soon your little birdie's gonna fly the coop. She was a flake like corn, and I was born not to understand. But letting her pass, I proved to be a better man.
Again, the dope is Ethiopian, and now the world around me begins moving in slow motion whenever she happens to walk by. Why does the apple of my eye overlook and disregard my feelings no matter how much I try? Wait, no, I did not really pursue my little princess with persistence, and I was so low-key that she was unaware of my existence. From a distance I desired her, secretly admired her, wired her a letter to get her, and it went, my dear, my dear, my dear, you do not know me, but I know you very well. Now let me tell you about the feelings I've been for you when I try or make some sort of attempt. I simp, damn, I wish I wasn't such a wimp, cause then I would let you know that I loved you so, and if I was your man, then I would be true. The only lying I would do is in the bed with you. Then the scientist is the one who loves you dearly. P.S. love me tender, but the letter came back 3 days later, returned to sender. Damn.
If you dare, I get the paper, so Starting from the week of Monday, May 30th, the Student Union Building is open 7 days a week from 9 a.m. to 10 p.m. The sub-building common spaces, along with the bookable spaces, are available for use. Any comments or questions, please go to the Simon Fraser Student Society website at sfss.ca for more information.
Yes, yes, party people, we're back.
Come on, man. Talk about it.
Yo, man. So you see, hip-hop, you know, kind of went from like... no ending infinity to you know, structure, right? With 16 bars, you know, 8-bar hook, you know, seems to be the formula, you know. And I mean, obviously you have your abstract artists and stuff like that that, you know, do some different things, and sometimes you don't have a hook, you know what I mean? We don't need no hooks. We don't need no hooks, right? And you know, so you see, right, when it got, you know, more into, like, you know, 87, 86, you know, 88, 89, started seeing a lot of structure within the music, right? And a lot of people, how do you say, a lot of people think there's a big West Indian influence with that, you know, with how the structure came about in hip-hop, right? Because, you know, dubbing stuff started, you know... they have a structure and stuff like that, right? They started developing a structure, you know, when Buju and Amon came there, you know? And they said it kind of leaked into hip-hop. I don't know if it's true, you know? A lot of people from the Bronx and stuff in New York, they say that's not the way it is, right? But I think, you know, all music has an influence within it, right? You know, like when these boys came out, you know what I mean? So it was revolutionary, you know? I'm not even going to lie, you know? First time I heard it, we was on our way to Seattle, you know, the record store. We always used to go down there, you know what I'm saying? Right? And, you know, Swings played, yeah, he played...
Jay Swings?
Yeah, he played the album, this album here, you know? And the Tribe album came out at the same time, you know what I mean? Right? You know, I was such a Tribe fan and stuff, you know? When
Yo,
I first...
shout out to Flip out on Rock the Bells as well.
Okay, okay. And then, you know... So when I heard the album, I was like, oh, man, it was just mixed so different. It just sounded so different compared to the Tribe, right? But then, you know, you give it a week or two, and, you know, yo, can I hear that again and again? Right? So, you know, you see how the structure came about, my brother, you know? Now we have it, you know, today where that's the structure, you know? Usually 16 balls, 12 balls, whatever you want, you know what I mean? 8-bar hook, 4-bar hook, you know.
And so, you know, and that's, you know, that's peace, right? Because, is that evolution or is that devolution? You know what I mean? Like, you know, is, you know, them chopping it down into shorter songs, because, like, as you see now, you know, songs are like two minutes, 230 seconds, right? Is that because people's, you know, attention span? Is that because, you know, what is that? You know what I mean? Like, how do you see that? Do you see that, you know, the structure aspect of it was a good thing at one point, but then kind of, you know?
More than the structure, it's just, you know, everybody feels like they gotta rhyme this one way. And if you don't rhyme that way, then it's like...
back to the clones.
You know what I mean? Like, that's more disturbing to me, right? Where there's not enough variety. You know, when Sadat X jumps on, you know that's Sadat X. You know what I'm saying?
When Jada jumps on...
you know that's Jada Kiss, right? When Benny jumps on, you know that's Benny, bro. You know what I'm saying? So, I don't know if it's that or if it's just, you know, the labels or, you know, why are we there? You know, I mean, a lot of people can't listen to a 5-minute song, you know? And a lot of people can't make a 5-minute song, excuse me.
No doubt. No doubt. And I mean, you know, that's the thing about, you know, the golden era, right? It was storytelling, man. It was a lot of storytelling. I mean, it's been like that since the beginning, right? But it was very vivid, you know what I mean? Very vivid. And you could really see it, like when, like you said, like the Wu, right? Like, you know, you could really see it in your mind, you know? Nas was really good at that too, you know, really painting a picture in your mind.
Cool G Rap,
cool
man.
Cool G Rap.
I mean, people might get mad at me right now, but before Rakim, man, Cool G Rap, man, you a bad man, bro.
Cool G Rap, man.
You're a bad man, bro.
Come on, man. Oh, yeah. Man. Very, like, I mean, and he was definitely, like, playing with those multi-syllables, man. Like, you know.
Him and Big Pun, I don't know who could come up against them boys there, man.
Ooh. Pun, man. Assassinator. Oh. Big Brother. You know what I mean? But to be going so hard with the double time and all of that, yo. and the brother was so, like, you know, he was just, yeah, man, you know. It's funny though, when we were talking about KRS earlier, right, and this came to my mind, is that, like, I seen something where, you know, him and Fat Joe were walking down in Bronx, right, and they were walking, and, like, so many people kept approaching KRS, and Fat Joe was like he's, you know, he's like, I'm a bit more famous than you right now, like, kind of, you know what I mean? Like, why are they coming up to him? Because they were like, yo, peace, God, peace, whatever, right?
Mm.
And it's just like, because, you know, his energy is different, you know what I mean? What he was talking about was different.
Mm-hmm.
You see what I'm saying? Like,
words are powerful.
You know what I'm saying? Like, your wisdom is the expression of what you know, bro. So it's like, the way in which you express that, you know what I mean? It's like, you know, the way you say things, right? How you say
words
things.
Words are powerful.
You know what I'm saying? So, you know, that's something that's, you know, I find very interesting, right?
But, you know, like, I mean, the labels, social media will tell you this is what's up. But when you go down the street, you know what I mean? Well, this was birthed from the streets, right? So when you go in the streets tell you, bro. The streets will tell you what they like. What's hot on the street. You know what I'm saying? What's hot in the office ain't what's hot on the street usually. You know what I mean? Out the office, they trying to make it hot. That's why they got to play it 100 times an hour. You know what I'm saying? Right?
That's some subconscious programming.
Right? But when it's hot in the street, bro, you gotta play once and everybody gonna try to find that cut, right? You know?
No doubt. No doubt, man. You know what I mean? Like, you know, it seems like again, right? A lot of oversaturation. And yo, bro, like, sometimes I can't even tell. Like, sometimes I can't even tell who's different, the artist, you know what I mean? Person to sound like the same person,
yeah, they sound the same.
That I just heard, you know what I mean? And I'm going to just say it like this. This is my opinion, bro, okay? My opinion. Nothing, no personal attack to anybody, okay, when I say this. But this is just my opinion. This is what happened when too many of y'all want to use autotune. Y'all sound all the same. Like, this is my opinion. You know what I mean? Like, y'all sound the same. And I seen dudes perform live with autotune, and it's like, yo, half the time y'all dudes is lip singing. You know what I mean? Literally, like, I seen dudes lip singing. You know what I mean? Like, on some Milli Vanilli style. You know what I mean? Like,
you know it's true.
You know?
You know it's true.
Like, you lip singing, you're auto-tuning, you can't rap. And you know what? Look, man,
as a bona fide MC.
Oh, you know what I mean? Like, I just can't get down with that. You know what I mean? I can't get down with that. You know what I mean? Like,
yo.
I can't get down with it. And I'm sorry, man. Like, yo, it's cool. Like, you know what I mean? Y'all want to get leaned out. And yeah, that's peace, whatever, right? But, like, you know, that's your culture. That's the way you live in your life, right? And that's what I said. It's not a personal attack. I'm just giving you my perspective. Because, like, any of you auto-tune rappers, you know what I mean? Y'all want to go on the microphone, we can go on the microphone and see who's a true MC.
You're a bully.
Yeah, I am a little bit. But you know, in the sense of, like, yo, like, there needs to be order. You know what I'm saying?
No doubt.
There,
man,
needs to be order. No, you know, doubt, what I mean?
Because the lyrics I hear nowadays, bro.
You know what I mean?
da-da-da thing. I'm telling the thing.
That's what's up.
You know what I mean? So, you know, it's like, look, man, get your bars up, man. Get your bars up. You know what I mean? Put the auto-tune down and get your bars up.
Put the auto-tune down, get your bars up.
You know what I mean?
Put the auto-tune down, get your bars up. Put the auto-tune down, get your bars up.
You know what I mean? Like,
or you can sing like these two.
You know what I mean? Like, yo, we make hooks out of anything. You know what I mean? Like, you know, that's the thing. This is something we live, bro.
Every day.
Wayne really, you know, Wayne, especially back in the day, man. Wayne, he did so much auto-tune. You know what I mean? But then he also showed you the man has bars. You know what I mean?
Man, and yeah, I wasn't a big fan. I'm over a fan now. I'll tell you that, man.
I know.
Tell you that, man.
I know. Like, come on, man.
Brother's bad.
What he did to Benny on
Dogs?
Oh, come on, man.
Oh, man. Oh, man.
Uzi with the shusha. Lookie with the... Come on, man.
Yo, Wayne bad dude, man.
You know,
dude,
Wayne
man.
Is serious, man. You know what I mean? Like, Wayne is dude. And I mean, look, I like, you know, when he came out with, like, the Carter 1, 2, and 3, like, you know, I like that. You know what I mean? It's the fire, man. Like, I was younger, so I really liked that. You know what I mean? That was around the time that Jeezy came out, you know, and Jeezy was dope, too. You know what I mean? Like,
yeah.
You know what I mean? Yeah. You ain't never seen them pies of talk so much work, it'll hurt your eyes.
Yeah.
I really lived it, man. Counting so much paper, it'll hurt your hands. Like, so simple, but so real. You know what I mean? Like, whoa. You know what I mean?
Yeah, most definitely.
Right, yeah. Right. You know what I'm saying?
Got like, the streets on fire for real, right? Man. You know? Shout out to Cuz OB.
House, you know what I mean?
That's his boy right there, boy.
Right,
yo,
right.
Shout out to Cuz OB.
You know what I mean? So, yeah, man, you know, like I said, man, get your bars up, man. You know what I mean? You know, get your bars up, man. Like, think out, like, you know, really, it's like people don't even really put any effort into it anymore.
Yeah, man, it's been really watered down, man. You got all these game shows. You got all these dudes making the stuff look like a mockery out here. You know what I'm saying? Right? And life's serious, man. And this music form was serious. You know what I'm saying? And you see them trying to eliminate. You see them trying to water it down. You see them trying to say all these bad things about it, right? You wonder why. You got to wonder why. You know? Open up your eyes. You got to wonder why. And everything you see on social media ain't true, right? You gotta understand that too.
Oh yeah, baby. Especially now with the AI, man. I mean, you know what I mean? Like, look, like, there's a.
You gotta do your homework.
Yo, man. You know, you might be seeing. You think you? You know how many people I've had reach out to me on Instagram, especially yo. Back on the Fat Joe thing, I had a lot of people on Instagram be like, "Yo, I'm fat. We're Fat Joe's talent scouts." You know what I mean? And I'd be like, okay, let's book a video chat. That's my always thing. Okay, let's book a video chat. Most people won't do it, right? Yo, I had this video chat with this person who put this AI face of Fat Joe and glitched out.
You what?
See? Oh yeah, man. They can
what?
Do that. They can do that.
What?
You know what I mean? They can do that. You know, like,
what's the purpose of that?
You know. What is the purpose of that?
What is the purpose of that?
Like, why? What do you know what I mean? Like, what, you think I'm gonna be dumb enough to be like, oh yeah, so, you know, you just, you know, pay us this money and we'll get you on the list. Yo, man, y'all better move with that, eh?
Yo, boom, boom.
You know what I mean? Because, yo, listen, bro, got knowledge of self. You can't fool me, you know what I mean? Right?
Not
you
with
can't
that.
Fool me. Nah, man.
Not with that.
And I heard they doing that with political campaigns and all that. You know what I mean?
Like, I heard it's wild out here.
You know what I mean?
Like,
you know what I mean?
Don't like, wait up.
You know
don't
what
wait
mean?
Up. It's you wild out here.
Mean?
You know what I mean?
Don't believe the hype. Don't believe the hype, you know what I mean?
And don't wait up.
And don't wait up. You know, there's a lot going on out here.
There's a lot going on out here. So what we got going on out here, Digi?
It's coming up soon, my fella. I'd like to give a shout-out to Big Frank Chartrand.
Oh.
Get well, my brother. Jalen, I hope you're soon in bed, son. And to my other son, Reese, I love you very much. Thank you for listening. And everybody else out there, thank you for listening to the show.
Hold on. I like to give a shout out to my cousin, man. She's in recovery, you know what I mean? She had a major surgery, you know what I mean, last week. You know who you are. You know, I hope you get better. You know what I mean?
No doubt.
But we here, you know, all praises due, man.
You know what I'm saying? And I just want to give a shout out always, first and foremost, you know, peace to my old earth, you know what I'm saying? You know, peace to the gods, you know, peace to the earth, you know, peace to the, you know, the brothers here in the studio, Guilty Black, Digital, you know what I'm saying? Peace to my brother K Hill, you know what I mean? You know, peace to my man A Boogie, if you're listening, you know what I mean?
Q1 to God.
You know, peace to Q1 to God. You know what I mean? Peace to Holiday. You know
what Holiday, my man.
You know what I mean? Peace to my Uncle JC there in Seattle. You know what I mean? Peace to the God Wise Prince and Cypher U Justice as well. You know, peace to the young God, King Wise. And I just wanna shout out to my brother King Wise, man. The young God is you know, he and his friend are actually, you know, they built a gym, you know what I mean, to train you know, kids in basketball, you know what I'm saying? And my brother's only, you know, but he's 21, you know what I mean? And he's got vision, you see what I'm saying? King Wise, you know what I mean? You know what I mean? He goes by Nakio, you know what I mean? He's an artist as well, right? You know what I mean? So, you know, brothers is really doing things out here, man. And you know, this program that we bring into you, you know, we definitely gonna, you know, have people come on and share their experience, you know what I mean? And really, this is what One Order is about, man. We about, you know, building community. We're about you know uniting the seas, as we say in our nation, you know what I'm saying? You know, it's about unity, man. You know, you can't have community.
U-N-I-T-Y, that's a unity.
Unity without
U-N-I-T-Y,
unity.
U-N-I-T-Y, that's a unity.
Peace to Queen Latifah, man. That's one of my favorite jams. Oh, come on. You know what I mean?
Right, so, there's so much more to come.
You know what I mean?
So much more to come.
So, you know, we about to sign out. You know what time it is. What One Order, 6 o'clock.
Blend.
I'm coming. Here I am. R-A-W. A terrorist. Here to bring trouble to phony MCs. I move on and seize. I just conquer and solve another rapper with ease. Cause I'm at my apex and others are below. Nothing but a milliliter. I'm a kilo, second to none. Making MCs run, so don't try to step to me. Cause I ain't the one. I believe rappers just like Tylenol. And they know it. So I don't see why you all try to front. Perpetrating a stunt when you know that I smoke you up like a blunt. I'm genuine like Gucci. Raw like sushi. The stage of rage is what rap did to me. To make me want to create chaos and mayhem. Cold rock. A party until the 8 a.m. I'll make a muscle, grab the mic and hustle. While you stand dazed and amazed, I'll bust a little rhyme with authority, superiority, and captivate the whole crowd's majority. The rhymes I use definitely amuse, better than Dynasty or Hill Street Blues. I'm sure to score and door for more without a floor, cause I get raw. Like a reverend, rappers start severing. And in my lifetime, believe I've never been beaten or eaten and just tooken out. You know, come to think about it, I keep them seats looking out and real nervous when I'm at your service. So give me that title, boy, you don't deserve this. I work like a slave to become a master. And when I say a rhyme, you know that it has to be perfectly fitted. Cause I'm committed, the entertainer and trainer and Kane are getting with it. I go and flow and grow to let you know I damage you. I'm not an amateur, but a professional, a questioner without doubt, superb. So full of action, my name should be a verb. My voice will float on every note when I clear my throat. That's all she wrote. The minute that the cane starts to go on, believe it's gonna be smooth sailing, so on. As I put other rappers out of their misery, get them in a battle and make them all history. Ruling and schooling, MCs that I'm dueling, watch them all take a fall as I sit back cooling on my throne with the bronze microphone. God bless the child that can hold his own, cause I can roar.
Ain't it good, dude?
Step chillin', killin' like a villain. The meaning of raw is ready and willing to do whatever is clever. Take a loss, never. And the rhymes I bust, coming off as a must. And I come off hard with rhymes that are odd.
I rip the microphone and leave it scarred. Never smoking or hitting or taking a sniff. Only question MCs that be trying to riff. I get strong and titanic, do work like a mechanic. Make MCs panic, they all get frantic and skeptic. Like a girl on a contraceptive. As I rock, but hey, what you expected? I'll get bored for you just like a warrior, rather like a samurai. And I'll be damned if I ever let a Fisher Price MC hang. The rhyme's a toy, nothing but yin-yang. Tooth with battle on the microphone. Bring your own casket in tombstone, and I'ma preach your funeral. Tell me who in the world could ever come with more. I get more.
Check out the sound.